bbc.co.uk/AsianNetwork.
Next, this lunchtime, a growing number of Muslims in the UK are helping Syrian citizens who are suffering as a result of fighting in their country. Some are working through established charities, while others are taking it on themselves to travel to the region to offer humanitarian aid. But most say there's no evidence to support comments made by a few politicians that some may be going there to fight. Philip Chem reports.
This promo for a short documentary shows the fears and struggles of ordinary people in Syria as efforts increase to remove President Assad from power. It was made by Manchester University student Ibrahim Olabi, who, without even his parents knowing, travelled to the area and slipped into the country under the protection of the Free Syrian Army. Risky for anyone, but especially for Ibrahim, who has a German passport, but is from a Syrian background.
I have never seen Syria, not until late June, because family members were of the opposition, and by Syrian law, it's four generations down the line who have the death penalty. So even though I have done nothing against the government up until the revolution started, I was not allowed to see my own country for 19 years.
It was a purely peaceful mission to raise awareness through video, Facebook and Twitter of the situation there.
I really wanted to contribute in a way which is magnificent and in a way that I can show to people that we Syrians outside are no different from the Syrians inside. And of course, I'm no different to anyone else. By the time I was in, we lost 15,000 people. So humanity dictates that we need to go in and help.
As I walk through this largely Asian area in Blackburn, I can see quite a few notices suggesting ways in which people can get humanitarian aid to Syria. Because for many, it's a religious as well as a moral duty. Ismail Ray is a GP here, who's also a trustee of the charity Sacred Knowledge Trust.
We see what's happening there in terms of the oppression, the killing, the murder, the torture, the rape. As Muslims, we feel that we have to do something. We feel it's an obligation upon us to try and help our fellow brothers and sisters in some form or another. And one of the ways we can do that is through charity. Following the advice of one of our teachers, our main spiritual guide, Sheikh Muhammad Al-Yaqubi, we set up a charity in order to provide that assistance to the people of Syria.
But a small number of senior figures have suggested that a few people from the UK have gone to Syria to fight as jihadists. One person saying this is Birmingham MP Khalid Mahmood.
Sometimes people say that they're going out to support the humanitarian work that's being on going on there, and part of that is sooner or later they're going to get sucked into the actual resistance movement, which happens fairly quickly and fairly swiftly.
But such accounts are largely anecdotal, and many, including Ismail, doubt the credibility of such claims.
I've never heard of any organisation, group, scholar, entity that has called for help from Muslims in Britain or the West to go and fight with the Free Syrian Army or any other group. Nor have I come across anyone who has expressed an interest to go and do that. And if anyone is saying there are groups calling for that, I would like them to bring forth their proof, because I've not seen anything.
Ibrahim is also unconvinced by the suggestions and has tried to demonstrate the effectiveness of peaceful work that can be done inside or outside Syria.
I created a Facebook page. I went crazy on Twitter when I was inside. And so loads and loads of people's morale went really high up. So it's no excuse that you live outside the country.
Other stories in the news now. More than